Welcome to the Christian Wealth Podcast, where people come to learn what the Bible says about money, wealth, and business. Be inspired by some of the greatest Christian thinkers and commentators from around the planet. Enjoy this episode with your host, Alex Cook.
Time for another edition of Finance Matters. Joining us once again is Alex Cook from Wealth with Purpose. Hey, Alex, how are you going?
Great, Wayne. Good to be with you.
Well, we're going to round out our conversation we've been having over the last few weeks, which has been on investing. And I kind of just wanted to take a little bit of a macro look at it, I guess, and maybe someone who hasn't started with investing. So they haven't invested in the stock market. They haven't invested in property. They haven't invested in cryptocurrency. Where do you start when it comes to investing?
Yeah, well, look, the first thing to start is to work out what it is that you are trying to invest for. In other words, set some goals. So, for example, for many people, it's very long-term in nature, so thinking about retirement. So let's say I'm 45 today and I want to retire in 20 years. My goal is to build up my capital by the time I get to 65, right? So that's a retirement goal. For someone else, it might be I'm saving to build up a bit of a education fund to pay for my kids' education. And for others, it might be saving towards, you know, buying their first home, although you have to be very careful here in terms of a time frame. So one of the key issues with investing is what is your time frame. The longer your time frame, the more risk you can take. So, for example, if my time frame is 20 years, I can take more risk on the stock market. If my time frame is only 2 years, so let's say I'm a 25-year-old and I want to buy a house in 2 years' time, then you can't take really any risk because you need to keep that money in cash so that way you've got the money for the deposit. So your goals and your time frame are very, very critical things to work out at the outset before you then start putting your money into any investment. The second part is how much risk do you want to take? And so as a financial advisor, one of the things that we look at for people is what's called your asset allocation. And that's how you invest in different asset classes and what they are. So the obvious ones are, you know, you can invest in shares, you can invest in property, you can invest in things like government bonds, and you can invest in cash. So they're the broad asset classes. Now, there are other things as well, such as precious metals like gold and crypto and all these other things as well, more alternative type assets. But broadly speaking, they're the core areas that you can invest in.
Yeah.
And then the question is sort of how do you do it? Well, once you've decided which assets you want to allocate to and how much risk you want to take, you can then dip your toe in the water and potentially invest in, let's pick on shares, you know, you could invest in a managed fund or an exchange traded fund. I would always encourage people just listening though to this, if you are new, I'd strongly recommend advice. You know, the proverb says there's wisdom in talking to many counsellors, and I really think when you are investing for the first time, you don't want to lose your money. And the great value an advisor brings to the process is mistake prevention. It's not about them trying to make you wealthy. It's about them trying to prevent you from blowing yourself up and making causing a mess with your finances.
I wonder, Alex, if you could talk around a thought, which is speculation or some might say gambling versus investing, because some people would see them as the same thing, but I know from your perspective that they're very different.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, to me, investing is about putting your money into something that is a good quality asset. You know, it could be a share, it could be a property, and something that you believe that over the long term is likely to deliver a particular result for you. So that may be income, like income from rent from a property or from dividends from shares, or, you know, it would appreciate over time. Because one of the key things with money is that you need to maintain its purchasing power. One of the killers of our finances is inflation. So you need to invest in assets that over time will either equal to or exceed inflation. So that's, you know, one of the things there. So investing is very purposeful, and it usually has a long-term focus to it. Speculating, on the other hand, is more akin to, you know, gambling. And really, it comes out of a mentality of buying things just because they're going up. And you see this a lot with things like cryptocurrencies and small speculative companies where people are buying just because they see it going up in value and they don't want to miss out. And that's more going down the gambling path. and expose your capital to huge risks.
Well, Alex, thanks once again for bringing us this series on investing. It has been such a blessing for me personally. I always love our chats, and I know that listeners love it as well. Looking forward to catching up with you next week as we're going to start a brand new series on retirement. So looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Look forward to it.